Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Greg Menorino, Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, pre-market report. We got to cover a few things here. People, in my view, in my professional opinion, it appears that the world is being pushed into yet an expansion of war. What am I talking about specifically? Let's just start off with this. So, how's that look to you? So Trump is promising hell to pay in the Middle East if the hostages are not released by his inauguration. Basically, what this comes down to is he's stating the United States will be directly involved in this conflict. We already are. I mean, quite obviously. But we're going to be more so involved moving forward. In a show of unity and solidarity, the Trump is 100% behind this, and he did pledge U.S. support pretty much across the board. You interpret that as however you want to, but we understand that war really is the number one way that central banks can allow themselves to inflate. We do not have a war chest. We don't have a stash of cash somewhere to fight these wars. It must be created out of nothing, added to the debt, and put on your back. You all understand the mechanism here. Debt must expand. That's the nature of the beast, the debt-based economic model. And it seems that the BRICS nations want to circumvent that. Now, let me talk about that real quick. So, in a further response to Trump's threat against BRIC nations here, we got this. This is really short. Just bear with me here. So this article from yesterday, how would a new BRICS currency affect the U.S. dollar? Now, just a sentence here I want you to pay attention to. Goes on to say, despite President-elect Trump's recent threat of 100% tariffs, the BRICS nations appear to be still moving forward, imagine my surprise and yours, in creating a new currency to compete with the U.S. dollar. Now, here's the kicker here. Possibly gold-backed. Possibly gold-backed. You realize this will not be allowed to happen. If you look back on history, every other nation that has attempted to circumvent the dollar by instituting some kind of a gold-backed currency, they get hit. They get attacked by the United States. Why? Most of you who follow this blog understand, and if you don't understand this, you better get up to speed. The enforcement arm of the Federal Reserve is the United States military, including its nuclear arsenal. They will point that weapon inward or outward to fulfill their goal. Again, the debt-based system, which central banks run, is a slave system. It creates dependency on their system. We are being forced to participate in. And it does, I mean, look, man, I would say the same thing if it were Kamala, Trump, or a chimpanzee sitting behind the Resolute desk. When you have a president threatening the world that if you don't use the dollar, we're going to take action against you. I mean, what is that doing? That's obviously supporting the Federal Reserve System in this case. And when President-elect Trump is threatening the BRICS nations with 100% tariffs, it looks like they're laughing it off. As a matter of fact, I thought I had this. Oh, yeah. China's already hitting back, banning export of high-tech materials to the United States with potential military applications. China knows where this is going. The system, the debt-based system is going to be protected at all costs. They don't care if they have to wipe out millions of people here. The mechanism must be maintained. And it appears to me, again, this is a promise of more U.S. involvement in this war. Is that what you want to see? I just want to know where you guys and girls stand here. Forget about where you may stand if you're in the red box or the blue box, wherever they put you in. Is this where you want to be? Do you want to throw more cash at this? Do you want American troops, American lives directly in harm's way? Or what? Because let me tell you, what are going to be the ramifications of this? What have I been telling you for the longest time? War in the Middle East is not going to stop. It's been going on since time immemorial. It's not going to stop now. Understanding this, people, look, man, you're going to see a lot of things happen. We need to be obviously in commodities here. This is going to boost as this moves forward here. You're going to see crude oil skyrocket. I'm telling you now, it's part of the mechanism. The petrodollar system banks, the investment banks have leveraged bets on crude oil that you will not believe. They will not allow crude to fall much further from where it is without inciting something. And it appears that, and look, this is a beautiful thing, you know, a little man love here, brotherly love, however you want. But I think there's more here than meets the eye. And you guys and girls can let me know if I'm wrong or right on that. Now, again, you must take this seriously. If, in fact, the BRICS nations are planning on building a new currency, which is gold-backed, or even not, this is still a direct threat to the Federal Reserve, will not be allowed to happen. 100% tariffs will be war at one particular time and mass death. It won't be allowed. No nation is going to be allowed to have a direct threat against the Federal Reserve with regard to their stranglehold by having the world reserve currency without millions of people dying. You understand? What else do we understand? The United States is being thrust into a new system, bridged into a new system here, making the U.S. the crypto capital of the world, not the constitutional money capital. Again, we could end the Fed here. You all know that here. If we could prevent the Federal Reserve in this case from issuing one single dollar of more debt, we would start a domino effect around the world and we could end central banking. We could also put up a big, fat, ugly roadblock or a beautiful roadblock to the Federal Reserve. If instead of adding cryptocurrency to the U.S. strategic reserves, we would be adding gold, but that won't happen. We're going to be adding cryptocurrency. That's what President-elect Trump has promised. No mention whatsoever about adding gold. That would stand in direct as a roadblock to the Federal Reserve. So would an alternative currency by the BRICS here possibly go back. Won't be allowed to happen. Won't be allowed to happen without many, many, many people dying. What did you and I say just a few months ago? I said, we're going to see more war because of this, the BRICS alliance. Look, man, the world doesn't want the dollar. You don't even want the dollar. Why should the rest of the world be forced to participate in this scam that's being set up here by the Federal Reserve? Looks like they got their spokesperson, doesn't it? You knew this was going to happen. I already told you, there was no election. This was a selection. Trump was selected to bridge the system into the new system, which the Fed obviously wants. Big part of this, deregulating the banks, deregulating crypto, bringing it together, mainstreaming it as a bridge into the new system. And also, look, our economy is in free fall, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Trump is a proponent of negative rates. That will not help you. Okay, Trump already promised you lower rates. The Fed is in the process of lowering rates. So how does that work? If you believe that the Fed is the enemy, and I think most of you do, and you have a presidential select that is promising you the same thing the Fed wants to achieve. Do you see where I'm going with this? At least I hope you do. We're going to see this. We're going to see rates drop substantially as the economy, again, this is a wrecking ball for the economy. You all know that. To have a strong economy, you need a strong currency. To have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to keep the purchasing power of the currency high. That mechanism is being dismantled piece by piece by piece by piece. Period, the end. You lose. That's an economic wrecking ball. It also pushes cash right up to the 1 to 2% is via the mechanism of the stock market and via the mechanism of cryptocurrencies as well, the whales. Very few people actually, you hold it. Hopefully many of you hold crypto. I hold crypto, but the whales are the ones that really benefit from this year. The super rich, you understand? That's how the mechanism is set up. And the wealth is always stolen from down here and pushed up. This mechanism is going to accelerate more so moving forward until it doesn't. So a couple of things you gotta be mindful of right here is, well, direct threat of U.S. involvement, obviously, in this war. Hell to pay. That was Trump's words. Hell to pay. Yeah, hell to pay, huh? I think we're paying for it now. And we're going to see a lot more human suffering around this world, more death, more pain, here in the United States as well. This mechanism here is going to destroy us all unless we take action, people. You realize that we control our own futures, not these creatures. You understand? We can do it, but there's not enough people to stand up and hold people accountable for what's happening here. Not enough people that are understanding the dynamics that are in play, and that is a danger to every single one of us here. I think you got the big picture here, people. Understand, look, man, the system is destroying the world, and I think it's pretty obvious. And it's coming to an end. You have to understand that. It's a very interesting turn of events here, where you have the BRICS alliance trying to sidestep the dollar, Trump telling these BRICS nations, don't you even think about it. Orders from the Federal Reserve, quite obviously. Make sure that you push the dollar on the world. We don't want the dollar. The central banks don't even want it. The Federal Reserve does. They're betting against their own system. Central banks around the world are the number one buyer of gold. They're betting against their own system, but they want you and the rest of the world in their system. You understand? They don't want you in gold. Cryptocurrency seems to be an alternative right now as we're being bridged into the new system, but they don't want you in gold. They want you in their system, their debt-based system, things they can actually control. Things that will stand as a roadblock to their system are a threat. We all know that. It's pretty obvious, right? But just, again, step back for a moment, look at the big picture, put this stuff together. War is not going to stop. No matter what you may think, okay, that's the business of government, especially none more so here than the United States. They need another mechanism to allow the system to inflate. To me, it looks like it's going to be war. Very positive for crude oil here. Very, very, very positive for crude oil. For commodities in general as well, but they're still going to underperform. Believe it or not, they're still going to underperform here because we are being made the crypto capital of the world, not the constitutional money system. You can expect that commodities will suffer on the back of that. In other words, I don't mean they're going to drop here, okay? They may drop, but the game remains risk on. Wealth being pushed into the stock market, right out of your pockets up to the 1 and 2%. In case you don't know, check your bank, by the way. Banks are raising fees on credit cards across the board without even allowing people to know about it. It's happening as we speak. So look at your, I hope you guys and girls aren't buried in debt. Probably a lot of you are. But check your credit card statements. Call your bank. They're going to start raising rates. They're going to start raising fees. Banks are becoming pretty emboldened here as they're being vaulted higher with the new system, the merging of crypto with banks here, deregulating the banks. Again, they're predatory, but they're being pushed to the pinnacle of power right now. Imagine our shock. Do you see how the little pieces are fitting together? I really hope you do. All right, guys and girls, listen, I hope you got something out of this video. What do you think about all this? China banning export of high-tech materials to, I guess, I don't know what they're looking to do. You let me know here. BRICS nations kind of laughing off Trump's threat here with regard to, they're still moving forward with their quest to sidestep the dollar. And what do you think about this? Is this, here's the question. Is this the right thing? This bromance, you like this? Hell to pay? Is this where you want to be right now? You see the setup, I hope. But anyway, let me know what you think about this, and I will read through the comments, all right? I love you all from the heart. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, okay? Till we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other.